Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi daf Samaches, the last couple of lines of the seventh parak of Maseches Psachim, and the beginning of the eighth parak of Maseches Psachim. So here we go. The Gemara says Pshita. We're on Samach Zayin and Beis, about eight lines up from the bottom. Pshita. So the Gemara says Pshita Hamilsa. This is the following is obvious. Hischilu Elu Benitmu Elu. If a whole group started eating the current Pesach, some of them started, half of them started, and then the other half became tamei. So Hischu Elu, half of them started eating Vinitzu Elu, and the other half became Tamei. So then what happens? Zachu Tahorin Bechelkam Shal Tameim. So the Tameim are out. They're Tamei. And they have to go to Pesach Sheni because they became Tamei before they started eating. And Zachu Tahorin Bechelkam Shal Tameim. And the Tahorin get to eat the Tameim Schelek because it wasn't designated yet for the half of the group of people that became Tamei. They didn't like sit down and start eating yet, so it wasn't like assigned to them. Even if, let's say, half the people started eating and they themselves became Tamei, then they leave and Zachu Tahorin Bechalkon Shal Tamei. Then the other people who didn't start eating yet get the chelik of the Tamei that's left over. The only time when you don't say this, that the rest of the portion goes to the other side. Aval hischilu elu ve'elu. If everybody started eating, two groups started eating on the Karan Pesach, v'nitmu echameim, and then one of them became tamei, then lo zachu torim mechalkom shal tameim. Then the Tahorim don't get a chelik of the tameim that already started eating. Why? As Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, and we're going to use a lot of his pirush on today's daf, because then nikvu lebeis chaburos. Once it was nikva to do two groups, then you can't give some of the meat of this group to that group. They've already started eating. If one group didn't start eating yet, so then, okay, they could get everything that's left over. But if you already designated parts to each side, so then it wouldn't go to either of them. And that's what's discussed in the Rambam, also in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel. Read there. The Rambam quotes these halachos towards the beginning of Perek Dalet. Halacha Beis. Here. Basar HaPesach Shenitma. V'noda lo kodem zrika. So this we already had a couple of days ago. Basar HaPesach that became Tamei, and you know before the zrika. Avo bisha he'emurim tahorim lo yizrok es adam. That's what we said against that cheetah of Rabbi Nassan, I think it was. But we say the basar is the ikur, and therefore, even though the emurim are tahar, you don't do zrika es adam because it's not going to gain you achilas pesach. Shena pesach ba elala achila. And if you're not going to get to the achila, then you don't do the zrika. V'im zarak lo hortza. That's talking about obviously by a yachid. V'im lo noda lo acha nizra kadam hortza. But if you didn't know until after zrika sadam, then the zrika worked. Sha'atitz maratza al shigas habasar shenitma veina maratza al hazadon. So that's the halacha. Nitmu habaylam achar shenishchat lo yizra kasadam. Again, the Baila became tummy after the Shechita, you don't do Zrika Tzadam, Vimzorak Lohurtza Lefichach, Chayav Mepesach Sheini, Sheina Tizmaratza, Al Tumas Aguf, Ela Im Nitma Betumas Hatahom, as we said. And what does he talk about the case of a number of, in the group? He talks about it later, it's a longer halacha. In halacha Gimel, let's read the line. Aval hemischilu kulan v'nitmu miksasan lo zachu tahorim bechelkon shel tameim el atorim oklim chelkon v'chilak hatameim yisareif. Right, that's the halacha that we said. Mehuad de mesu miksasan. Once they start eating each side, so then they would nikva into two groups, and that's it. Good. Says the Gemara. Yachid, four lines from the bottom. Yachid mafshid yado b'chol habayis. Vein chabura mafshetes yada b'chol habayis. What exactly does this mean? So explains the Pnei Moshe. If one person is eating it in a house, right, like the Shita, we'll have a machlokas later on, machlokas tanoam, I think Rabbi Yossi or Yehuda, about whether you could, let's see, they have a small Pesach and only one person, could you be make a Korban Pesach for one person? So machlokas, assuming that you can. So what space does the person have? So the Gemara says, a yachid could, the whole house is his makom. Mafshet yada b'chol habayis. But a chabura, if you have a group that already decided to eat it in one room, then that's their place. Ein chabura mafshetes yado b'chalabayis. The group doesn't, that doesn't go any further. Right? Shekalabayis says the Pnei Moshe, nechshav lo kimakom echad, she'ein kfias makom lahayachid. right? The whole bias is called makom echad for a one person, but rabim, kfiyasu. And therefore, one person can have the whole house, but a whole group can't have the whole house. Says the Gemara Vaha Taninan, as Rechai Gdiyevsky says, this is benichus, and I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about shtei chaburas. Our Mishnah talks about the two chaburas that aren't facing each other. And we had a machlokas, whether they have to not be facing each other or they cannot be facing each other. But it talks about two chaburos, and those two chaburos are allowed to be in two different places. Lo amar elashtayim. This is only by two chaburos. Ha'achas lo. If you have one group, they can't split into different areas of the house. Right, even though there's only one group in the house, they wouldn't be able to split into different areas, one in this corner, one in that corner, once they are one group. One person can, but not one group. But doesn't it continue in saying the mecham be'emsa, and you have to go with the dot, dot, dot. And the mecham and the emsa, and the shamish, the waiter who is going to bring the hot water in order to dilute everybody's wine, it seems like he could go outside of his chabura, because he's going from one side to the other side. Right? So, what do you mean? If you're saying that one group can't leave, and we're assuming that leaving means even just leaving, not even going to eat, right? That's the havamina of the question of the Gemara. How could the shamish go out of his chabura? If you're telling me that if you have one group in one house, so then he can't go out. And the answer is, well, that's exactly what the Mishnah says, that he's got to keep facing his own group. Makom shahashamish. The place that the shamish is facing, mochiach alav sham, chaburaso. That shows and proves that that's his chabura, because he's always focusing and has his mouth closed and looking at that place is ki'ilu, he never left that place. Ki'ilu, he's still there. As if he never left that place, says the Rechai Kadievsky, ulumakam shemachzer panav mochiach sheshamu chaburaso v'shalo nachlak mimena. So as long as he's keeping the facial recognition towards that spot, so that is okay. So what about the last line of the Mishnah? The kala is not going to turn around. Isn't that ruining? If you're telling me that at least you have to be looking with the other group, what about the kala? Everybody knows that the kala is not really doing it to separate herself. She's doing it because she's shy and she doesn't want all the attention. And therefore, that's not considered a chiluk from the group. And therefore, it is okay. The waiter that's walked away, so he would have to keep the face facing the crowd of his chabura in order to keep the connection. But Akala, she's sitting there. She's just looking around the other way. Everybody knows why it is. Hadralach parakeets atzolin. A lot we had in this parak, all about the roasting of the Karban Pesach and many other different halachas about tuma v'chul. So Haisha. So a woman. So now we're talking about a woman in Karban Pesach. So we're going to learn soon, by the Shem in the couple and number in the coming dafim, that a woman, even though Karban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, still, especially based on a limud, that a women are obligated in Karban Pesach, just like they're obligated in matzah, because they're obligated in chametz. There are very few. There are just 7 or 8 mitzvos that are really true zman gramas that the women are pturas from. Many zman gramas are they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, but of zachar v'shamer, right? They're chayiv in Yom Kippur. They're chayiv in Shabbos. They're chayiv in the Chanukah and Megillah. Dalad Kosos hafenei bo soanes. But there are some that they are pater from, right? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, kriya shma. Right? So there are a number of mitzvos that are time bound. And the Rishonim add in a couple of others that aren't clear whether they're time bound or not. Bikurim, Sfiras Haomer, the Ramban and Kiddushin. But the Rambam says, mitzvahs asay, beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach. Lishchot haPesach b'arba'asar l'chodesh nisanachar chatzos. It's a mitzvah to shech the Karban Pesach. And then the Rambam is going to say that there's a mitzvah, as we said, the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach, eating a kazayas of the Karban Pesach, right? The beginning of the Hilchos Karban Pesach, the Rambam only talks about the issues of shechita, and only later on he gets to the mitzvah of achila. Mitzvah of achila is only later on, but again, the first many prakim the Rambam talks about is the mitzvah of shechita. Only in the 8th parak does the Rambam talk about achila. Unbelievable, so much about the shechita and about who is and who isn't. Achilas basar haPesach b'leilei chamisha asar mitzvahs aseh. Shenemar v'achlu es habasar b'laila hazeh. Tzli'eishu matzos amror yachluhu. Vein matza umarar ma'akvim. Right, they're not ma'akev, right? Marar is only drabanan because everything else is ma'akev for the marar. But im lo matzu marar, yozei chavaso, b'achilas, psara pesach levado. Pesach is not tali on anything else. Avomar below Pesach eino mitzvah. Shnemar amirorim yochluhu. Maror is a secondary, is a tafel mitzvah. Mitzvah menamuvchar lechol b'sar Pesach hachila sova. It's a mitzvah to eat it as one becomes satiated. We had a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, according to the Yerushalmi, that seems to be a din d'rabbanan, so you don't come to break the bones, but the Bavli seems to have it as a daraisa. But the Rambam says there that everybody has to eat Karim Pesach. There's no p'tur of a woman. No p'tur of a woman. So says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah. Ha'isha. So what happens? Can a husband or a father take care of the Karim Pesach on behalf of the woman, be memana her and designate her? We know that you have to be nimna, you have to be designated before the time of the Shechita. So, bisman she based by law, if a woman is based by law, what does based by law mean? That means she is a nisua. She's gone through both stages of a Jewish marriage, kiddushin and nisuin, if she is nisua fully in her husband's house. And then, her father's been shechting for her all his life. And all her life, so the father shechs, because that's what he's used to, and the husband shechs. So shachar ala avia, shachar ala baila, tocha misha baila, she eats the husband's. Even if the father had shechted first, but the umdana is, we assume that the woman is connected to her husband, v'hayu l'basarecha, right, v'da, alkin yazov ishas avives imo, v'davak be'ishto, v'hayu l'basarecha, so that's his first priority and loyalty. Is the husband, and therefore we go by the husband, that is the umdina. That's if she is a nesua. We know there are many differences between a arusa and nesua in terms of halacha. There's halacha, the brisa in Ksubis, Dafnun Gimel, in the Bavli. The brisa says, ishto arusa lo onain, there's no aninus for arusa. V'lo mitamila, there's no tumas kohanim for an arusa. V'chein hi lo onenes v'lo mitamilo, mesa in a yarsha. Yerusha, all of these only apply to Nesua. Because Nesua, that in Halacha, that's called Beso. Beso Zuishto is only by a Nesua, right? And that's by Yom Kippur, what the Kohen Gadol needs, Beso Zuishto. And that is the ultimate connection between the two. That's not just Erisin, but Nesua. Meishuko v'ksubasa v'chulu, and the Brisa there talks about Ksuba. Talking about Ksuba. But again, that's the Nesua. The source in the Torah for the difference between Arus and Nesua is, of course, Afaras Nedarim. By when it's fully Nesua, then it's only the husband. When it's in the middle, so then it is the husband and the father. And beforehand, it is just the father. And this obviously all started only at Har Sinai. Right before Har Sinai, there was only Nesua-like ideas. There was no Kiddushin, right? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Tochas Ishus, where he talks about history, one of the few times in all of Mishnah Torah that he talks about history. Kodematan Torah, haya Adam Pokeya Isha Bashuk. Imratza hu vihi Lisa Osa, right? They want to have Lisa, Nisuin. That's all that there was. There was no creating the context beforehand through Kiddushin. So if they wanted to get Nisuin, Machnisa Labeso, he would bring her into his house. Ubo Allah Beino Levenatzmo. V'tialo le'isha. That would be it. Kiva chenitna Torah, and it's tavo Yisrael, shemirtza ha'ish lisa isha, yikne osa tchila bifnei edim. He should do a kinyan with her in front of edim, before him, v'yachar kach tialo le'isha, shenamar ki yikach ish isha uva eleha. Likuchen elu, the Rambam's shita, mitzvahs asei shal Torahim. The Rambam's shita is the mitzvah daraisa, u'becha mishlo shadvar ma'isha nikneis, in one of the three ways, Ha'isha is nicknames, and the different formulations of the Rambam that there is much written about. But that was it. Before Maimon Har Sinai, there was just the Nesua state. So back to the Mishnah. So in the case of Nesua, so then it goes by who shechted the husband. Halcha regular rishon lasos beis aviyah. But even if after even Nesuin, the first yantif that was Pesach, they went back to her father's house. So then maybe she still has her father in mind. So shachar alavei, shachar alei la tocha makam she wrote. Then she gets to choose. She can eat from whichever one she wants to eat from. There's a question: does that mean she could decide when on the Seder night, or does she have to decide at least before the Shechita? Because before the Shechita, then she has to be megala daita. If not, then you get into issues of breira. If it's even later, then you could say, oh, now she's choosing, so we're going to say that it was mevuah earlier. Breira, if you remember, is the sugya of when something gets clarified in the future, do you see the roots of that already in the past, as if it was already clarified in the past? right? And it relates to the sugyas of Tanai and Asmachta. All three of those, Tanai, Asmachta, and Breira, are the three sugyas that have to do with future events, seeing their roots in the past, though the impact only happened in the future. Okay, so at some point she has to decide. Yasom, similarly, Yasom, Shachtolav Abu Chopin, a Yasom, an orphan that has two guardians and they both shachted for him. Yocham, Yimacham, Jew wrote says he could choose. Eved, Shalshne Shutfin, if you have an Eved of two partners and they didn't talk about it beforehand, who's gonna cover the Eved's Chiyuv in Karan Pesach? Lo Yocham, Yishalshneim. You can't eat both. You can't eat from two Karan Pesachs. Chatzi Eved v'chatzi Men Chorin, lo yochem Mishal Rabo. Even a Chatzi Eved v'chatzi Men Chorin. So he can't eat from his masters. The master shechted a Karman for him, but the master Lachora didn't have his Chatzi Cherus side in mind, and therefore that causes problems. They wouldn't be able to eat it. We know that this state is not going to stay for such a long time, because we know the Mishnah Maseches Gittin tells us that we don't allow an Eved to stay in this state because there's nobody that he can marry. Who's he supposed to marry? But that's the Mishnah in the Bavli on Daf Mem Aleph. Misha Chetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Chorin. So that first it's quotes a machloka the Mishnah Beis Hillel. Oved es Rabo Yom Echad Vetzatzmo Yom Echad Divrei Beis Hillel. Unusual that Beis Hillel is put before Beis Shammai in the formulation. L'chor because the Gemara is going to say that Beis Hillel was Chozerbo. Right. So Beis Hillel says at first that okay, he's half free, half Eved. So 3 days a week he'll serve his master. 3 days a week he'll work for himself. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Tikantem is Rabo Vetzatzmo Lo Tikantem. That might work for the master. He's not losing anything, but the Eved can't live like this. Lisa Shifcha Yefsha. He can't marry a Shifcha Shikvar Chetzio Ben Chorin because he's half free. So he can't marry a Shifcha. Lis Baschor any Yefsha. He can't marry a free woman Shikvar Chetzio Eved because he's half Eved. Yid Batel. Okay, he won't get married. So he'll just work. No, that doesn't work either. Hello, lo nivra ha'olam elapirvirivya. The world was created for Puravu, Shinamar. We discussed this a few weeks ago. What should the Mishnah say? Lachalra Shinamar Puravu. Doesn't say that. Shinamar, lo so bara, lo shavas yisara, where the Mitzvah Drabanan of Lasheves is quoted. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about why. Elam, Ebnei Tikkuna Olam, but because of Tikkuna Olam, we don't allow the Eved to stay like this. Kofanis Rabo, Voseo So Ben Chorin. Beis Shammai says, we force the master to free the other half, the Kosif Shtar Al Chatzi Damav, and then, okay, the Eved might have to repay the master. The Chazur, Beis Hillel was going to be Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel was Chazur, but Beis Hillel realized and was modeh to divrei Beis Shammai, that this is an untenable situation to keep the Eved in a place where he can't go free. So again, one issue that Tosas deals with is Loto versus Puravu. Tosas also deals with the question of, isn't it an Isser to free your Eved? So this is the sugya of Chatei. Vim Tomar asked Tosas, V'chi omrim la'adam Chatei b'kadesh yizkeh chavirecha? Right, do you say this? Right, like the case at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos? Right, I'm going to do a sin so that you could do a mitzvah. V'yishlomer d'davka hasam. Maybe over there in the case where it talks about removing a dough from an oven, which is an issa d'rabanan, to prevent my friend who put it there to violate the issa d'araisa of a fee on Shabbos. So maybe d'davka hasam amrinan hachi. Maybe over there the Gemara is bothered by yip bishum to pasha because it's the guy's fault. Shehidbik samach lachashecha. He put this bread in on Shabbos. Aval hacha to lo pasha. Here he didn't do anything wrong. He just happens to be in a state of chatzi chatzi. So therefore, we wouldn't say, we would say chatei. We say chatei bishul sheyizka chavirecha to help him out. And there might be other examples of this as well. Okay, so says the Gemara. Ha'isha, b'zman shibimis b'ayla v'chulu. So where's the concept the Gemara is going to want to deal with now? That I could bring a carbon on behalf of someone else without their knowledge. Right here we're talking about the husband doing it on behalf of the woman, or the apotropin going on behalf of the yisomim. So where do you have that concept? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Arba mechusrei kapara, the four mechusrei kapara, the four people who have to bring a carbon at the end of their tahara process. There's only four. Zav, Zava, Yoledes Mitzaras. The Gemara is going to say in a second. So these four people who have to bring a carbon after, the day after they go to the mikvah, and they wait 7 days, mafrish in alehen. So someone else could be mafrish, the karbanos, on their behalf. Chutz midaitan, right? Without their knowledge. Veiluhein, Zav, Zava, Yoledes Mitzaras. We mentioned the Rambam a week ago, in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam is medayik that it says Zav and Zava separately, but not Mitzora and Mitzoraas separately. Because Zav and Zava have different halachas and different karbanos, that's why they're counted as two separate mitzvahs. Mitzora and Mitzoraas are the same, and therefore they're just counted as one. But in these cases, says the Rabbi Yochanan, that you could have somebody bring a korban on behalf of these four. After all, shekinah demafresh al bnei katan. Because let's say you have a katan who's a zav, or a mitzora, a baby mitzora, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about if you have a tzaras spot on the arla, on the foreskin, and it ain't the old baby with tzaras. So, says the Gemara, so a father could bring the korban on behalf of these kids, and obviously they're la bnei das. So that shows, in general, that you don't need das, like you bring korbanos on behalf of any of them chusri kapara. Shekinah demafresh al bnei katan v'unasan barisa, right? He's in a crib. Where do you know that from? So the Gemara has a drasha. The Karban Eidah here quotes it in the medium, middle of the wide lines. Shenemar, zos toras hazav. That extra word toras by azav, ben gadol ben katan, means even a gadol or a katan zav. The chain bekulan ksiv Torah. It says the word Torah by all of them to include that. The kihecha da adam mevi al benoa katan, she'en lo das. And the drasha is just like a person could bring for someone who doesn't have das. So too he can bring somebody who just doesn't know about it, who has das, but doesn't have das about this. That's the drasha. Just like you could bring for someone who can't have das, then you could bring for somebody who doesn't have das right now. So Gemara says, 3 out of 4 work. Nicha zav zavu mitzora. You could have a katan or a ktana in these cases. Azav, azavu mitzora, you could find even in katnus. Yoledes. But a woman having a baby? How could you find that? V'yesh ketana yoledes? Does a ketana have a baby? Lokinam reb redifa reb yona v'shem reb chuna ibra v'yalda. If a girl becomes pregnant and gives birth, atshalohe v'yesh de Cyrus, before she's physical maturity, before she's de Cyrus, hibana mason, they're going to die, the baby and the mother. V'shem v'yesh de Cyrus, and if it's older, if she gets pregnant and has the baby afterwards older, then hibana chayim, then fine, that's regular. Ibra, atchalei v'yesh de Cyrus, v'yolda mishei v'yesh de Cyrus. What if she came pregnant before physical maturity and she gave birth afterwards? Then he chayu b'nameis. But either way, you see from here that you're not going to have a ketana in this situation. So the toras by yoledes can't be referring to a ketana. So there's no source that you could bring a karban, somebody can bring the karban of a ketana, yoledes, without das, right? The carbon yoledes came here without das because the model of the ketana doesn't work. So the Gemara says, my kadun. Okay, so what do you answer? So switch it a little bit. Shekin adam afresh al bito, switch the word chareshes. Chareshes. So maybe that case where a man could bring karbanos on behalf of his daughter who is a labas das, not because she's a ketana, but because she's a chareshes. Does that work? So the Gemara says, no, that also doesn't work. Because we're talking about a nesua. So when in a sua and the father's going to bring the karbanas, that's what we're trying to bring the makar? No. V'kivin shisia, lo kfar, yatzat mishuz avia, she's no longer connected to her father's house. Right? She's out. She's in a sua. So it can't be that case of chareshes. So the Gemara just modifies it. El shekin adam mafresh al ishto chareshes. We're talking about a case of ishto chareshes, not a case of bito chareshes. So that's a case, just like a man. We learn from the word Toras. Just like a man could bring a carbon on behalf of his wife who is a lav bazdas, so too in general, you could bring a carbon on behalf of someone who does not know about it. Interesting, the Rashba in Nidarim on Daf Lamed Hey quotes, right, we know there's Mishnayis in Shkalim, and it's quoted in Kiddushin also, that if you find an animal in Yerushalayim, so, you know, if they're males, you could bring it to, bring them as olos, and the cave is bringing a shlamim, the Bailam don't know about that. How could you bring those karbanas? The Mishnah says, Behemash Nim says, Me Yerushalayim, I make Dal Eder, right, the Mishnah in Shkalim, Mishnah in Shkalim in the seventh parak, Zacharim olos, the cave of shlamim, Bahasam lo yadi Bailam maninu, Alma says the Rashba, Alma in Sarachdas. The fact that you can bring these without the Bailam knowing about it at all, so doesn't that prove you don't need das on behalf to bring karbanas? The tirtzu, and he quotes Bali Tosfos, no. Dehasam, kivan, shene'evdu, it's not Tosfos that we have, but he quotes Bali Tosfos. Kiva d'ne'evad, das bailamu, shekol koin, sheyirtze, lahakriv yakriv. Since it was lost, stam das is that every owner wants the, whichever koin finds it, to bring it. Kutarina lakaman gabi truma, kalarotza litrum, yabav yitrum. Yafilu yesh kohen shemudur hana'a chaveiro mimenu. Afilu hachi yachal hakriv, kimen shalo asa oso shliach mamish. Wasn't her actual shliach. So that's the Rashba, even if you find one, that doesn't prove. Because there you can assume that he wants you to. Back to our Gemara. Vikan sota, and what about a case of sota? bringing karbanos, a husband on behalf of his wife, ktana einat yachol. You can't have a case of ktana sota. Why? Dam Reb Zosi b'shem Reb Yochanan ktana shazine sein la ratzon liyaser abayla. By ktana, that's mezane. It's not called mezid. It's called ones, right? That's the lashon of the Chazal, pitui ktana onesu. So when it's a, you can't have a ktana sota, that can't be the makar for he could bring, because she's a lav bazdas. The chareshes einat yachol, and also chareshes. What's the case of chareshes? Explain the mefarshim. She couldn't be chareshes when she had this nus. But when she had this nus, potential nus, when she was the pikachas, and then she became a chareshes. So also einat yachol. The chsev v'amra ha'isha amein amein, because the woman has to be involved in the ceremony of sota. So that can't be the case. So what's the case? So what's the makar that a man could bring the karban on behalf of his wife by a sota? Can't be ktana, can't be chareshes. Amar Rabbi Avun, shan yehi dechsiv, v'samach latov isecha. Amazing makar. Backdoor makar. Simchas yantif. Simchas yantif. A person is not happy on yantif unless he can be with his wife. And if he doesn't bring this karban of sota, he's not going to be able to be with his wife. So that shows it's kind of, to use the lashon of the karban eida, it's ke'ilu his karban. But there's no makar for karban chavero, right? Chus midaito. But here it's ki'ilu, it's his karban, that's why he can't break. Because it's his karban to get his wife, right? Because the goal of the whole sota experience is to get husband and wife back together. Right? That's the chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu allows a name to be erased to get it back together. Remember that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky we like to quote in Parshas Naso, where he says, right, based on the Ramban. The Ramban says this is the only halacha in all of the world of Torah that relies on a miracle. Right, generally, aim som chanel anes. But here we rely on a miracle. And how is that? And why do we do this? So the Rabbi Yaakov explains, we want the husband and the wife to be back together. So let's say the husband had, there are edim that come and say, no, nothing happened. Even so, libo nokfo. Right, the husband, is he going to trust even edim? Maybe they were, I don't know if my wife did anything. Only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol bechvodo v'atzmo is made that the woman is innocent, will he say, okay, let's get back together and build our life again. That's the Isha and the Mesota. It's to a nace because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a case where it's kilu, he's made to try to get the husband and the wife back together. There's a big problem in the sheet of the Rambam, and that on Pitei Ketana Onesu. The Rambam says it twice, not just once. The Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Beis Dalid, much discussed by the Achronim, the Rambam Hilchos Sota Beis Dalid quotes, Pitui Ktana Onesu just means that we're not going to punish the Ktana, but she is Asura Labaila. Pitui Ktana Onesu, she is still Maseras Albaila. You don't need a Maisa Mered to be Oseras Albaila. That's the Rambam in Beis Dalid. Ktana she si avia imzines birtsona Nasra Albaila. And he continues. Mori Verabi, Rav Rosenzweig used to like to put this Rambam and whatever the Svara is. The Rav Elchanan talks about the Svara. Who's it with the Maharik? The Maharik quoted in the Ramah, the end of Evan Ezer, who quotes Omer Mutter. Let's say a woman gets married and she didn't realize that Judaism does not believe in open marriages. So she's Mizano all around, but she didn't think it was Aser. She thought that Judaism allows it. So is that called mezid? Is that called shogig? Is that called ones in terms of his? So she's not going to get killed. Fine. She was, there was asra, but says the Ma'arik, she's asura labayla. Because it's still defined as a ma'isa merit against her husband, even if it's not a ma'isa merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, even if there's no ratzon pitukana onesu, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Again, there's a, needs to be a lot more to discuss there, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, three halachas. Adam koveya chaveiro karban nazir shlomi daito. Once a nazir says, I want that karban, somebody else could take it and be makrovit without his das. Avaleinu mafri shlomi daito. You can't designate it without his knowledge, but once it's designated, you can be makrovit without his knowledge. That's by nazir and by Reb Zohar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Adam koveya chaveiro chatas chaylev shlomi daito a karban chatas. Karban chatas can be brought without a person's knowledge once he designated it. Avaleinu mafri shlomi daito. And number three, Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Adam shochet pischo al shel chaveiro shlomi daito. A person could shecht his karban pesach shlomi daito. Once it's designated, then I can take the karban and shecht it. Avaleinu mafri shlomi daito. So you say it by nazir, chatos, and pesach. And the last one, Amar Rabbi Lazar, masis amar kein. Well, doesn't the Mishnah reflect this? That you can shecht the karban pesach once it's designated shlomi daito. Ha'isha, what about the case? Bisman she beis baila shachar ala via shachar ala baila tocha mishal baila. Right, what's the first case where she's a nesua? She goes by the husband's carbon. And one second, what if the father, this must be even if the father had shechted earlier, even if the father shechted first, it's still, right, it's still, we wouldn't say it goes by the father. Because if a person, and if a person could be makriv, once something is designated, shalomi daito, then she was already yosi with the fathers. So why does she eat from the husbands? It must be a person is not, if a person cannot be mafresh, mea shalomi daito. Once it's hufrash, then he can be makriv shalomi daito. But this Mishnah shows that the father was mafresh, so it's not going to work. Good. The Rav Chaim Gadevsky adds, when we come up on bayil shapir mafresh aleha. But the husband can even be mafresh for her because they're married. Kilami daita. But the father can't. And that's the raya. Says the Raman and Kayamin. One second. What's the case that you can't offer a Pesach Shlomi Daito in the Mishnah? Ibe Machin, if she's protesting, she doesn't want it. Stam ha'isha ma'macha lomar itzel bali ani rotza. So if it's about the case where you cannot give it is a case where they're protesting, then fine. The Mishnah is a good raya. Because an average woman would say, I want to be with my husband. The Mishnah could be a good raya. But imbe she'ena ma'machin. But if her belazer's chiddish, is that it doesn't work even if there's no protest. Even if there's no protest, you can't be mafresh shalomi daito, then the Mishnah is not such a raya. Because the Mishnah is about mamachin. The assumption is that the woman would want to be with the husband, not with the father. Basisa b'mamachin. So, Nasar Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Masisa b'mamachin. So again, if Rabbi Lazar Shita is that a person cannot be mafresh shalomi daito, only if the person is protesting, then the Mishnah could be a raya. But if he's trying to say that even if it's without a protest, so then the Mishnah might not be a raya because the Mishnah could be viewed only as a case of memachim. Okay, we'll have to stop there by less hadah.